Today we are going to look at one of the stories where it is Jesus. You guys have been experiencing Jesus throughout our sessions together. You've met him over and over and over. You guys have seen Jesus because you remember Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 says, every full piece of God is showing up in Christ. Every single characteristic that we've talked about of who God is lives in the person of Jesus as he walked. Guys, a couple nights ago we talked about he threw babies, he laughed, he partied, he cried, he built a whip. You guys remember me saying a whip a couple times? Whip, whip, trying to hook your attention a little bit? Rhymed it. That's today. This is exciting. So I want to set up the story where you guys are going to get to see Jesus build a whip. Here's the cool part about this verse right here. The prophets told us that this was going to happen, that Jesus was going to come, and in him, the fullness of God was going to walk on the earth. The prophets told us that this was coming. The question for you guys is, do you remember what a prophet is? What is it? Yeah. Just say it with me. Good. He speaks the God's words to people. Excellent. And so today I want to introduce you to a short prophet named Zechariah. Zechariah was a prophet who God spoke to right at the time whenever the Persian Empire, you might remember that story, had just been destroyed. It had just been, that particular empire had just been destroyed. And there was a king named Darius. And King Darius was the new ruling empire, and he looked at the Israelites. The Israelites are God's people who were exiled all over the nation, all over the empire that he now controlled. And he said to the Israelites, hey, you know what, guys? You all should go back and rebuild your temple. There's this dude named Ezra in the Bible who was not a prophet. He was a guy that had this vision for rebuilding the temple. He wrote a letter to King Darius, and Darius was like, big thumbs up. You should go do that. You should go rebuild the temple. So Darius wrote more letters, and he gathered exiled people from all over the conquered Persian Empire, and they went back and they rebuilt a church, literally did it. And then the prophet Zechariah showed up. And in Zechariah chapter 7, he said, guys, build the church. And it was just like, I know this work is hard, but you must do it, is what the prophet Zechariah said. The word of God is speaking to you people. You must build this church. Zechariah 7. Zechariah 8, though, is a tricky little chapter because it says, and I don't need your power to do it. Wait a minute. Chapter 7 of Zechariah says, do it. Chapter 8 says, I don't need you to do it. Because God always keeps his promises. And so if he says, I will rebuild this temple, he can use any method he wants. But guess what God invites us to do? We learned it in Esther last night. Down to the tiniest details, he invites us to participate in his work. Chapter 8. 7, go build it. Chapter 8, I don't want your religion, your rules, your skills, your power. I want you to rest on mine. And then we get to Zechariah chapter 9, and this one's awesome. He says, God says, I promise you'll be effective because I'm sending you a king. Zechariah chapter 9 says this, shout and cheer. Because I'm sending you a king who will make all things right. And here's how you'll know it's him. Giddy up, ye donkey, is what the Message version says. Down to the tiniest detail, right? So now, flip from Zechariah all the way to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. And we see this. I'll read it for you if you don't have it. As Jesus approached Bethany on the hill of Mount Olives, he sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt there, which no one has ever ridden it. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' tell him, 'The Lord needs it.'" This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Which prophet? Zechariah. And what did Zechariah say? "Say to the daughter of Zion, 'See, your king comes to you, gentle, riding on a donkey, on a colt.'" Giddy up, ya donkey. Even down to the tiniest detail, Jesus always fulfills his promises. God's character in Jesus always keeps his promises. And so this is the scene that your small groups are going to walk into. A king entering his capital. Now, the reason I say king entering his capital is because he was going to a city called Jerusalem. You heard of this before? Jerusalem is called the city of David. And David was a pretty important character back in about this part of the Bible because he was an amazing warlord. David was a really important character in the Old Testament because he was an amazing warlord. You guys know this part? Yeah, he was the general in charge of finishing what Saul could not do. Wait a minute, we remember who Saul was, don't we? Saul was the guy who did not keep what? God's word, God's command. And it was Samuel who said, "You didn't keep all of God's word. You didn't keep it perfectly." And so God turned his face away from Saul and he anointed David. And then David had to go finish the things that Saul never did. But here's the deal. If David is a warlord, not in a negative sense, because he's doing it for God, but what would a warlord be riding as he comes into his capital? Not just any horse. What would he be riding? Like this white horse. It would be massive. It'd probably have like armor on it, and it'd be a charger or something. A stallion. And Jesus comes in, according to prophecy, a humble king, riding on a donkey. And what I love about this story is when Jesus comes into the city as the king, but he's the antithesis of David. Instead of the war horse, he's the donkey. He rolls straight to church. Matthew 21, read it for yourself. He rolls in straight to church because the temple, the church, was the center of religion. And it was a good thing. Because we saw Zechariah chapter 7, God said what? Build the temple. Build the church. Like God set it up to be the center. See, the way that God sees the church is that the church, the temple, is supposed to capture the hearts and the minds of the people. But not only you guys, it's supposed to capture and be a place of refuge for someone who's lost. It's supposed to be a place that's safe for someone who's hurting. It's supposed to be a place of hope for someone who has none. That's the way God wrote about the church. And I don't know what your church is like, but there is a lot of times where my church is not like that. And that's why God says, "Josh, I don't need your power if you're not building the church that I see." The church was supposed to be a place where not only God's chosen people, but anyone who was looking for God could come and find him. And so Jesus, who rocks the donkey, who represents peace and humility, he comes into the city and he builds a whip. And that's where your small groups get to pick it up. There's your context. I'll pray for us and we'll talk a lot more about this later this evening. So let me pray and then we kick you out. God, as I tell that story, as I hold this Bible, and as I flip through it and I remember who you are, I pray that you meet me. I pray that you meet each student, each counselor here, anyone that is opening this book looking for you, I pray that you meet them. And so right now in our small groups, God, I pray that this is a fruitful time, that that what we walk out of is a whole new understanding of who you are and why you have us in this place at this time. Amen.